from diet, from the issue of distance, wearing of a mask, washing of hands. But I think alert level one has a bit loosened some other challenges that we had. And it's going to be all systems go as usual. We left when we rise in the last quarter, having received a report from the AG, which is a process that we are still going to follow very soon. We will call the department very soon to come and take us through on the issues that have been raised. I think we're one of those departments that have difficult issues that have been raised by the AG. But I think we're equal to task in ensuring that we conduct our oversight. And I always say, as we need not be apologetic, but what is important is that we must not create a hostile and an arrogant environment for the department. It's not them and us. All of us has got a responsibility. So between now and the end of the term, it's going to be hard work. We've also got two legislations that have been sent to Parliament. So it's really going to be hard work, honourable members. And immediately after we've adopted the report, we will then have to ensure that we do our work and we commit ourselves. Having said that, I'm welcoming everybody. I'm happy that we're all coming back in a spirit that is giving a hope that we are really going to do our work. I see Honorable Honorable Bagram. I'm not quite sure whether that photo is an old photo, but he looks young and healthy. And I'm sure all of us are going to be. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see my face. I want the video because of this thing of the network and the load shedding. Having said that, I then request Mr. Sakaza, one, to take us through the roll call and then immediately put on the screen the program. And he must then take us through that program. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to all the members. Chair, I am happy to say we have almost the full complement of the members. We've got Chairperson, we've got Honorable Ngabane, we've got Honorable Zuma, we've got Honorable Nonfele, Honorable Ngada, Honorable Herman, Honorable Bagram, Honorable Inana, Honorable Ngwezi, Honorable Mkondo, Honorable Dennis. So the only honorable member that I don't see for now is Honorable Kado. I haven't received any apology as next chair. I'm hoping that he's coming. And then on the support staff chair, we've got myself, the committee secretary. I've got also the content advisor, Mr. Ngobo, the researcher, Mr. Mkwena. We also have Mr. Mvaba Dumezweni, the committee assistant. And then also, as I see on the participants list, we've got members of the support in the parliament. We've got Azwindini, she's from public education. We also have someone from PMG. That's it from my side there for now. You let me know if I can share the program.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Sakaza. I think you can now share the program for members to. But first, let me also indicate to members that I think we did send the first draft, and we retrieved that by saying, can members please ignore that, and then we have then sent the one that is then going to be flouted now on the screen. I hope all members did receive it, the second one, which is the one that we are then going to go through. Can I get an indication if we all received that? Honorable members? Are you still around?
Yes, sir. It's honorable.
Yes, sir.
The look of
yes,
things give the second version of the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Chair. Mkhonto.
Yes, Honorable Mkhonto.
We did receive, Chair.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Let's then allow Honorable Mr. Sakaza to take us through.
Is it visible? Does everyone see the program I'm sharing, Chair?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay.
Yes, we see it.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Members. Chair, as we see in front of ourselves on the screen, we are on today, Wednesday, 7 October, which is the meeting that we are holding at the moment, which seeks to consider and adopt this program. That's what we have on the 7th today. And then in the following week, which is next week, 14th, we will be calling in the STETS SA. And then a week after that, on Wednesday 21, I'm not sure, sir, should I just go through each and every step like that?
Yes, do that.
21 October, the committee will be calling the Department of Employment and Labor just to get a preliminary assessment of its annual performance, which will also be working towards the BRRR since the annual reports are not yet out. Thereafter, on the 28th of October, which is also a Wednesday, we will be getting a briefing on the Employment Equity Amendment Bill, which is referred to this committee. A week after that, on the 4th of November, trying to go down, where is my cursor? On the 4th of November, we will be having a briefing now towards the annual reports of the Department of Employment and Labor. On the 6th Friday, we have the same annual reports on the Compensation Fund and the Productivity South Africa. On Tuesday the 10th, we'll be receiving the same annual report from the UIF. On Wednesday 11 November, it will be the CCMA. On the Friday 13 November, it will be NEDLAC. So that now we are done with all the department and the entities. And then on the 18th November, we're planning to have the adoption of that BRRR. And then the last slot on the 25th of November, Chair, would be a briefing now on the second legislation, which is the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Amendment Bill, the COIDA. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sakaza. Can you then go back to the to the October? Was there something I want to explain to members?
Okay.
October.
Yes.
On the members, on the 21st of October, it will be, we will be doing a preliminary assessment of the department and the tools that we are going to use. It's all the quarterly reports that we have received. That is going to be our document, our work, our document. Then when we then deal with the BRRR, what we will then do is then looking into that preliminary report and then what then came out from their APPs, we will factor in issues that we think they need to be factored in. So we must understand that that meeting is going to be, is then going to be our meeting, which will then be assessing the department. What is going to be important is that between now and that time, members must then familiarize themselves, go back to the presentations, go back to what we, the reports that we have adopted reports. But you must remember now that because of some of the challenges that are happening in this period, we will then have to ensure that even in that assessment, we also go deeper, but also understanding that there are issues that we have adopted in our report, in our quarterly report. We thought that it's important that we start with the Stats SA so that as we are assessing, we are assessing at the backdrop of what if then that process is going to assist us, but it is going to assist us, that process. I'm sorry, it's important that we call them, and it is at that time where we will then have to, when we do our work, to check if there are issues that we think that they are then going to assist us. The only chapter nine that we are, which we usually call, but unfortunately we're not going to be able to do that because they have not been able to do the audit. The normal audit. Their focus is on the, remember that they presented that audit, which was on COVID. Now they are going to go to the second phase, which then that will be, I don't want to give the time when they are going to finish. But so members will understand that this is a very, it's a situation which has got a little bit of anomalies. So when we will be doing all the assessments, we're looking into everything, their plans and their finances in relation to the quarterly report. So I thought it is important that I explain that preliminary assessment, because it's an assessment that we are, should I say, a roadmap to then us having to assess them and look them and agree when they are then presenting their annual reports. Those are the dates. Honorable members will understand that at times dates change, but for now we say this is what we are putting in front of the committee for the committee to adopt, so that it then follow the necessary procedures in terms of Parliament. Bills were circulated to members. I hope the committee section is really going to confirm that. Bills, yes, have been circulated, both of them.
Yes.
We are starting with them in terms of which one came first to Parliament. So the one that came first to Parliament is Employment and Equity Bill. And the last one is then COIDA. I have consulted with the Office of the House Chair, because I requested that should we do them now, we should do them now, so that when we come back, and then follow the processes, because there's too much pressure outside in terms of these bills. Civil society have been calling the Office of the Chair left, right, and center, but I've always been saying to them, I can't speak with them on a matter that is not yet in front of the committee. If I do that, the committee can come back and say, no, that was her personal views. So I always try and strike that balance, that at the end, what is important is that what then are the views of the committee. I thought before members come in, I must just outline some of those issues. Thank you, honorable members. Any takers? Comments?
Chair, my hand is up.
Who's that? Okay. Honorable Ngwezi, who's the next one who wants to speak?
Honorable Mkhonto, Chair.
Honorable Mkhonto, the next one. For now, with those two hands, can we hear Honorable Ngwezi?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable members and officials. I see I don't have a problem that much with the program, but I wanted to suggest that we put some time for oversight, Honorable Chair. I think there are many issues that, you know, touches our department. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mkhonto? Honorable Mkhonto?
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for the opportunity. Greetings to you, Chair, and honorable members. Chair, you spoke about two bills. I don't see the other one in the program. I don't know whether I have read correctly, but I don't see the COIDA one here. I see only the Employment Equity Amendment bill. Maybe there's something I missed. Okay. Oh, no, I'm covered, Chair.
Okay.
And to second that, the honorable member has just said, but I wanted to put it as a question to say, is it because of the COVID-19 that the whole term there are no oversight visits? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. Any other person want to speak?
Dana, please, Chair.
Honorable Dana.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone. Good morning to you, Chair. I would like to support the colleagues with regards to the comment about the oversight, and I would like to suggest that we maybe make time somewhere, it doesn't have to be a lot, just to get a report back from especially the UIF and the compensation fund with regards to payments made and their progress with the TERS fund and especially the COVID-19 relief funds. Thank you, Jane.
Okay. Any other person? Okay.
Where is Nonsense?
If honorable members are, I would appreciate if one, can they be ordered? Honorable Inan and Honorable Nonsense. Is there something that I'm missing? Okay.
Yes, the person I'm missing something. I didn't say anything.
Your hand was not up.
No, definitely not up, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Two things. One, I would have appreciated if the members who are proposing an oversight indicate where and when. I'm raising that, the when part, the latter part is that when we have got bills that are in front of the committee, bills take precedence of everything. I just want to tell members that if you are proposing, we'll put it, but we'll then have to take that to the office of the House Chair, because immediately a committee has got bills. Bills take precedence. So suggest a propose. Where are we going to conduct oversight? Because we don't want, as the office of the chair, to prescribe. It must be a matter that is put on the table in the committee, and committee members
deliberate and agree where and then where and when, so that when I then take that for permission, because remember, we are to apply for a permission to do that. Secondly, we couldn't, Honorable Mkhonto, conduct oversight because there was still no interprovincial traveling. And two, during constituency period, oversights are usually are not allowed. So and unfortunately, that was that. But it does not mean that we can't put that in our program, and members deliberate and motivate why we think that as this committee we are to conduct the oversight. So I'm bringing it back to members, particularly those that have sponsored, so that other members deliberate whether it will be right here, or we should do this and whatever. So I'm taking it back to the sponsor. Oversight has been proposed. Usually I'm not going, we don't do that thing that who has got a different view, because it's not going to assist us, in particular around the issue of oversight, because we don't have much control over it. So that's why I'm saying, I'm taking it back to the sponsors, propose where and when and why, so that when I then go and put it in the office of the House Chair, I have then been empowered by the views of the committee. Honorable Ngozi, I'm sorry. As the sponsor.
My hand is up to you now. Now my hand is up to
you. Okay. Honorable Ngozi? I don't know, he's lost.
Chair.
Okay.
Well, Honorable Chair, I thought that this department, you know, is facing a lot of challenges, and some which I've written even to the minister, and where workers are exploited and all of that, where workers did not receive their claims and all that, and institutions are there. So I thought that this has been almost a common problem in all the offices where UIF are closed, or where the employers are actually ill-treating employees. Therefore, I was thinking that it will be good that we have the oversight on where exactly. I can't propose where, because the committee itself, if it sees the need for oversight, and I think that we can all propose where, not that because I proposed oversight, then I must actually put the name, not unless I'm allowed to do that. I can put the name just now.
Okay. So
I just thought it shouldn't be a one-man show, Honorable Chair. We should all agree or make proposals. That...
No, I was not putting you on this spotlight. It's because you are sponsors of the motion. So I wanted to give you that opportunity so that when members contribute, they contribute on a matter that has been put across. So you are proposing UIF, if I get you correctly, that the oversight must be conducted on UIF. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was Mhlali Ngaphambili.
Okay, all right. Any taker to that proposal?
Yes, Captain Inanna's hand is up now.
Honorable Inanna.
Captain, thank you very much. Not necessarily responding to what my honorable previous speaker has raised, but I agree with that entirely. But my sponsor would be, now that we are having a very serious rate of unemployment and exploitation of the laborers or workers, I think we should have an oversight business, especially in particular in the mining industry. In the mining industry, in the mining industry, when we talk about the people that are being exploited, that are working with their backs up until they are broken, it is in the mining industry. And when those workers have finished their term and had to go retire, maybe because of injuries or because of diseases, they absolutely have nothing and add up on the unemployed people. I think if we can have an oversight on the mining industries to look at everything that we've been talking about the health, about the hazardous areas they are working in, exploitation, and so on. There are so many things that we are not at hand to know what is happening, despite the fact that those people who are working on the mining industries are the one who are generating the incomes and growing the economy of the country. But my proposal is that amongst all the things that we are agreeing in terms of oversight, we should add the oversight on the mining industries. Thank you, Chair.
Any other taker? Are you still around, Honourable Members?
Definitely around, Chair, and inside the committee.
Okay, so we are all agreeing on that. We'll sit down and see where do we factor in oversight and which areas. Unfortunately, we will have, if we are, we'll then have to come back then at an appropriate time if need arises to just indicate to members. But it's this that I was then saying, we must also put in mind legislation take precedence. There are two motions. One is UIF and the other one is mining. Can we get with the mining, Honorable Inanna, if I can assist, we will have to sit down with the portfolio committee of mineral resources. Because remember, their scope and their regulations and all their other things are they have got their own processes. So we will have to sit down and have an interaction with them, so that we are then able, if we go there, we go there with them. So it will be a process that we'll have to look into as the committee. Can I get any second on UIF?
Is Honorable Mkhonto here, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mkhonto.
I second that. As we were busy with constituency work, there are a lot of complaints in as far as UIF is concerned. Though in some cases it is related to the 350 SASSA relief grant, but for us, for this committee, I think we can focus on UIF. Thank you.
Okay. The last. If then that, is there any other view from other members where we should, which entity should we be focusing on?
Dana J.
Honorable Dana.
I suggested that the UIF and the compensation fund appear before the committee. We don't necessarily have to go to the compensation fund. I don't think we have to go to the UIF either, but if they can appear before the committee so we can just get feedback on their progress, then that would be good. So compensation funding.
Compensation fund is coming in the first week of November. It would be. I think oversight members are referring to physical oversight. Am I correct?
Chair, may I say something again?
Yes, Honourable Janice.
I understand that the members mean oversight, physical oversight, as in a visit. But I just want to reiterate the fact that I know that the compensation fund is appearing and UIF is appearing as well, but that they also then, when they appear, give feedback on their progress with regards to COVID and not just the regular feedback to the committee.
All right, we'll polish all what then members are then raising. So in terms of UIF members, we then understand that UIF offices are in provinces. So we'll identify which provinces or province we think that we'll focus on, but obviously we can't be in all provinces if then because the work is then being done in terms of UIF, they do have provinces in all our offices in all our provinces. So we will identify and then come back after having consulted and apply and be advised, then we'll come back to members. If there's anything else, can we then get with those additions and amendments, can we have a mover, a formal mover of the program? Honorable Zuma.
Honorable Zuma, I formally move the program.
Can we get a seconder?
Chair, Honorable Mkonto.
Yes, Honorable Mkonto.
I second.
Yes, it said I, Honorable Mkonto, formally move second.
I, Honorable Mkonto, formally second the move.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Then that is that. I think we have come to the end of our program. What then we will then do if there are then changes in terms of the parliamentary program at times that is not within our control. That's one. Two is that we will immediately consult the office of the House Chair in terms of this issue of the oversight, and then we'll come back to members. Obviously, we'll report on that in our next meeting of the 14th. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Enjoy your day. And keep well and stay safe.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Time for campaigning is coming.
Campaigners.
You can't campaign us, eh? We can't campaign us. Must go there, Pagui. Some will say coffee vaba. You can get something, not here in the portfolio
committee. We will get something.
And umama pa umajodina ndiyambona andazi wanikhokha sana pha.
La background is this status. Ayo background for the meeting. When I go into the meeting, you see what comes up.
Okay.
Oh, hi, man.
This status is here.
We are aware of the strategy.
They have turned as the status is up because they have turned.
Yeah.